We'll open up the regular monthly meeting for the village board. We'll call the meeting to order. Let's see. Entertain a motion to approve the monthly board meeting minutes for April. April monthly board meeting minutes. No, they would be the March board, monthly board meeting minutes.
No, March. Yeah, it's March. Go back to the other one.
It should be in this packet here, right?
I sent them out, maybe.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, they're not in the packets. They're not here.
Oh, okay. Did anybody?
But I did review them and I didn't see anything wrong with them.
Guy usually catches every mistake, so he was good this month.
I wasn't at the meeting, so.
All right, somebody want to make the motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Get a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Rich.
Table that one.
Alterations, deletions, additions?
Nobody sent any.
Are you looking? Okay. You want me to give you a minute? Just to review?
Yeah, they're pretty short. Yep. I don't have any issues.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasury report tabled till next month as the treasurer's on vacation. Correspondence, we have an invitation from the DWI Memorial Committee. Rensselaer County District Attorney Mary Pat Donnelly invites you to attend the Rensselaer County DWI Memorial Ceremony Tuesday, April 23rd at noon at Rensselaer County DWI Memorial Congress in 13th Street in Troy. There's an RSVP, so if anybody wants to go, let me and Missy know and we'll let them know. School resource officer.
Haven't heard anything.
Haven't heard anything. All right. All right then, let's see. So you have your reports from streets, water, and police in your packets and the code enforcement guys.
The only thing under old business, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Did we hear or able to follow up on the county waste thing? I see that they're still showing us a missed payment. The balance. They show us like a balance due, which looks like a monthly payment. And we talked about it, I think, February.
Well, usually they always carry over one because our payment goes late, but they'll get it, and it always shows that.
Oh, okay. That's why it's doing that.
We don't get it in on time. So when you get the bill, it always shows two, but they just haven't had our payment credited yet.
Okay.
I didn't find any missing last time. It was just a carryover.
Okay.
Because we only pay bills once a month.
That makes sense.
All right, so all set with that then?
Mm-hmm.
All right, any questions on any of the reports? Okay.
I have one question.
Yes.
Has the new code enforcement guy person been active?
Yes, and he didn't file a report. I was going to call him and find out what's going on.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you guys talked about that.
Well, he filed one last month.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I'll tell him he's got to get it in before the board meetings, a week before, a week ahead or so. I'll talk to him about it.
Okay. I mean, I can say that I spoke to him this weekend. He was here. And we got together a couple addresses of places that he's sending stuff to. He does call me a lot, and we keep in touch.
Yeah. How are we making out with Westbrook? Doesn't look bad.
He's working on it.
She's the only one that won't answer the door when he goes there, but we did send a letter. It looks like that she probably did get the letter. She didn't pick up the certified letter, but we also sent a regular one as well. The dumpster's been there for a couple months, so I don't know.
And he's also working on the mobile station.
Yeah, they didn't pick up theirs. That just came back.
Yeah.
But, which we won't see anything happen with that. He's working with the people here on Malden Street, and a couple other people have gotten letters about getting things cleaned up. So I generally talk to him on the weekends, and we email back and forth. So.
Yeah, well, we just do want to make, I'll call him and talk to him about the report.
Yeah, I just didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
I actually didn't notice I got one from him. I thought he wasn't.
I know we got one before. It might not have been last month. It might have been the month before, but I can't remember how long he's been working for us.
I thought I was just giving you an update. Verbal. Mm.
All right, so adopt local law number 1, 2024, tax cap override. Entertain a motion to adopt.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second it.
Second by Rich. So the current budget does not go over the tax cap. So what's our procedure with this? Do we usually decline to approve this, right?
We don't pass it.
We don't pass it. Okay. So the current budget is within the tax cap, so the local law is not necessary, and since it's not going to change, unless somebody knows something, I don't know.
So let's take a poll vote.
Poll vote.
Rich, how do you vote?
No.
Guy, how do you vote?
No.
Bob, how do you vote?
No.
And Charlie, how do you vote?
No.
Not fast.
Okay, motion to adopt the village budget for 2024-2025.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. And I'll ask, before we vote on this, I will ask Guy to present the budget.
Okay. So, for those who are listening, I'm going to assume you have a copy of the budget presentation, and it will be available on the website, so you'll be able to follow along. We're going to go through the sort of some of the highlights of the budget, what we're trying to accomplish this year, talk about how we created the budget, and then we'll run through a high level from each of the general fund and the water fund. So, what we're trying to accomplish, we're going to continue to invest in the village employees. Most of the hourly employees in this budget will receive a 2% pay increase. We will continue to implement the recommendations from the comptroller's audit of our finances back in 2018, and we will do that by two methods. We are appropriating funds in our unrestricted fund balance. We have appropriated $100,000 this year to offset taxes and other costs. And we are also doing realistic budgeting. We go line by line through each of these and assess whether we need to make any changes, increases or decreases. And finally, we are staying within the state-mandated tax cap. Okay, so we had two budget workshops this year. The first was in February, then we had one last week, and we finalized the budget, the proposed budget that we see. Today is the budget hearing, and we will be voting shortly on this budget. In summary, for the year, the budget year June 1st, 2024 through May 31st, 2025, we will be appropriating in the general fund $771,682. We're estimating revenues of $297,682. We're appropriating $100,000, as I mentioned before, leaving the amount to be raised by tax of $374,000. For the water fund, the F fund, we're appropriating $267,260, and we are estimating revenues through both the water fees that we charge, as well as some interest payments from late payments on those fees, $267,260. No additional dollars to be raised. So the equalized tax rate per thousand turns out to be $4.40. For those interested in how the taxes are calculated, they're based on the assessed property values. Now, of course, the village is located within two towns, the town of Nassau and the town of Skodak. And on this slide six here, we see how much of the, what proportion of the tax comes from each of those areas. 92% of the tax is in from the town of Nassau. The portion of the village is from the town of Nassau, and about 8% comes from the portion of the village that's within the town of Skodak. Turns out that's, in terms of the tax levy, $344,348 from properties within the village inside the town of Nassau, and $29,651 for properties in the village that are in the town of Skodak. Okay. So, we're going to talk about the general fund and where revenues come from, the breakdown of the revenues. Most of it comes from real property taxes and tax items, which include things like late payments, penalties on those. Non-property taxes and fees. Departmental revenue, those are things like permits for building permits, things like that. The vast majority of that is actually the refuse bills that we receive. And we get some state funding and aid. The thing that stands out a little bit this year is that we anticipate additional monies through our non-property taxes and fees. Those are basically the sales tax revenues that are distributed through the county. This year we saw increased revenue, so we anticipate that to continue. In terms of the proportions, if you look over time, you see that really the revenues haven't had much change. You can see non-property taxes and fees in the last 5 years have been increasing, and those are offsetting some decreases in departmental revenues as well as real property taxes. In terms of expenditures, we've broken the expenses that go into running a village and all of its necessary parts, things like the taking care of the streets, taking care of the parks, public safety, the court, the clerk's office, all of those things. So when you break those down, you can see on this slide number nine, all the amounts of funds that each of those different pieces cost. By far the most expensive is the public works, that's the streets. And the operations that happen here at Village Hall around keeping the equipment running, keeping the buildings maintained, making sure that the parks are in good shape, plowing the streets, salting, plowing streets, taking care of the streets, repairing those when needed, plowing in the winter and that sort of thing. So that, as a proportion of the expenditures, it's almost half of what the village spends. Public safety is the next largest, at about $148,000 a year. That's the police department and the animal control. And there's really hasn't been too much change in those costs. It's just everything's a little bit more. And so it's sort of distributed throughout all those different pieces. In terms of the how of the whole, what different things cost, as I mentioned, public works is the most expensive and has been for you know, the historically. Public safety is next. And you can see the others, they're small proportions, they're important parts of what we do here, but really those, there hasn't been much change in how they're distributed. So how much each one accounts for the total budget. So we'll move on to the water fund. As I mentioned, the revenues come from the fees that we charge twice a year, as well as late fees for folks who don't pay on time. Expenditures, we have the largest costs, of course, are sort of the operations, right? Taking care of the water system, you know, the labor cost that goes into that when things, as we had earlier this week, when there's water main breaks, making sure that those things get fixed timely. And of course we have, as everybody knows in their water bill, there's a bond payment on a water tank. And so we have some debt service there. It's a good amount, about $77,000 per year. So a lot of the expenses are for those things, but they're necessary, they're big expenses. In terms of how the different categories make up the whole, there really hasn't been much change over time. Again, operations, keeping the water system running is clearly the most expensive part of this operation. So that's about it. And thank you. And if anyone has any questions generally about the budget, you can always reach out to anyone. You can go through the clerk if you don't feel comfortable approaching one of us. Thanks.
Thank you, Guy. Entertain a motion to, oh, we had to do that. So, anybody else want to add anything on the budget? Okay, do a roll call vote.
We don't usually, but we can.
Doesn't matter to me, I can.
Rich, how do you vote?
Yes.
Guy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, budget's passed. Next item is to renew the Catalyst Utility Billing System annual maintenance contract.
Yeah, it's the maintenance contract is the same fee as last year. They did not increase. It's $26.50 a year. But
and this is for the water and revenue billing?
It's for the utility system, yeah.
Okay. Entertain a motion to renew.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second
by Rich. Questions?
Is it? Does it work well?
Yeah, it's doing all right. I mean, we're getting better on the reports. I like how it invoices and how it receives payments. We're just having a little problem with reports, but we're getting there.
All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Anybody want to bring anything up before we pay the bills?
When do we, when's the next time that we have to inspect the water tank?
It was, never mind. I was thinking of the generator ones. They just got done.
Usually we'll bring a contractor in or something?
Yeah.
We bring a contractor in?
It's every couple years, isn't it?
Yeah, usually every, between 5 to 10.
Yeah, I'll have to look on the records. I don't think we're due anytime soon. I want to say it was recent that we did it. But couple of years ago.
We should get a time. We should see what the next time is and get it on a calendar somewhere so we don't.
I'm sure Pete knows that.
So we can budget for it too. You know, that's the thing too. Make sure we know it's an expense going to come up.
Yeah. I'll ask Pete about it.
Okay. Anything else? All right, bills number, entertain a motion to pay bills number 236 through 326 through 351 in the amount of $13,598.43 in the general fund and $3,504.65 in the water fund and $4,539.78 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Rich. We're adjourned.